Now our next guest is a Wisconsin native who's realizing a lifelong dream of working in the animation industry.
Story bots, living inside computer parts. Story bots.
Nate Tice of Middleton joins us now. He's a story artist for the popular Netflix animated kids show Ask the Story Bots. Nate, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, how did you get started in animation?
I just always loved it. When I was, I can remember as early as being five, wanting to do cartoons. And I just kept following that. And Mr. Elin, my high school art teacher, recommended Savannah College of Art and Design. And I just kind of continued from there.
So for those of us who might have this old-fashioned notion that animation happens on a piece of paper with a sketch pencil, it's probably all on computers now, largely, isn't it?
It is. I learned on paper, so we didn't have the touch screens and whatnot that we have now. So I, all through college and everything, I learned on paper. But now, we use, I use a Cintiq monitor, it's called, and everything is drawn right on the monitor with a stylus, and the paper is completely gone. And it's way more efficient.
How different is it? Is it a different experience drawing by hand versus drawing on the Cintiq monitor you were talking about?
Yeah, it took some getting used to at first. You didn't have the same tactile response that you do with like pencil on paper.
So let's talk about how you got involved with the production studio Jib Jab. They're the ones who launched this show that you're part of, Ask the Story Bots. How did you start working with them?
Sure. I created a personal website in about 2009, and it got posted on a site called CartoonBrew.com, which is a big animation, in the animation world, that's a site we all kind of go to. And Evan, who's one of the founders of Jib Jab, saw it and called me up. And we just went from there. I started working with them in 2009. I started with eCards. And since then, I've just been kind of on and off with them. So.
And Netflix has called this program now, I think there's one season up. It's called Ask the Story Bots. It's called it very bingeable. What's the premise of Ask the Story Bots?
Yeah, it follows the characters of Storybots. There's a group of characters that every episode a kid asks a question like, how do airplanes fly? Why is the sky blue? How does rain happen? And then they go about kind of in a roundabout way figuring that out for them and kind of answering in a way that the kid could understand, like really breaking that down and why answering those questions.
And you do some of the voicing for the actual bots, right?
Yeah, I'm not a voice actor by any means, but I do some laughing. For there's two characters that just kind of always laugh. About everything.
This is Hub and Bub?
Yeah, Hub and Bub. And I kind of just fell into that where I do all the voices, like when I create an animatic, which is like a moving storyboard, and kind of plan out the episode. And you do all this, like, you just do all the voices, but you expect that they're going to get replaced with professional. But they just liked how I did those characters, so they asked me to do the final voices.
So I read that you said you're kind of a shy guy. Is this a good profession for someone who doesn't exactly want to be on the spotlight but wants his creation to be part of the world?
Absolutely. You sit, like for me, I sit in kind of like a dark room all day long, like by myself, just drawing pictures and like laughing to myself or whatever at what I'm drawing or coming up with. And it's perfect for shy people.
And I heard that on the show that there are also celebrity guest appearances. I was watching the trailer. I'm pretty sure I saw Jay Leno and at least Al Yankovic.
Yep. We've had Kevin Smith on, but I haven't been able to meet anyone yet, but hopefully at some point I will.
Well, it sounds like a cool job to have. What is an average day like for you?
I'm freelance, so I work from home. So I get up, I go downstairs, and I just start, like, drawing and working on the episode, and it's a lot of work. I'm usually always working, and I come up for dinner or whatever, and I work late into the night and then get up the next day.
It's a lot of working, but at least the commute is good.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not very exciting.
Not so much to see on the stairs.
Yeah.
So do you have advice for people who want to get into your line of work, maybe young people coming up who need a little extra nurturing, finding that career path toward animation?
Sure. A couple things I would say is watch, like, take in everything. I was given that advice when I was in high school, like watch as many movies as you can, like all kinds of movies. And it really helped me kind of, like, develop what I like, what I didn't like, and expose me to new ideas and new films and new ways of telling stories. And then I would also just suggest, which is something I still struggle with all the time, is just get, like, the ideas done. Like, sometimes you can get kind of hung up in, this isn't good enough, I'm not doing well enough, and all that, and just really focus on just trying to get it done out there. Otherwise, you end up with a bunch of ideas that just kind of sit in your computer and never get finished.
Is there a particular animated movie that you just love that you go back to for inspiration?
There's a bunch. I think I was like 12 when it came out, so I was like the perfect age, is Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Was kind of the one that, you know, now I have some different tastes and stuff, but that was the one that really, like, struck a chord with me when I was a kid.
And that was pretty revolutionary back then.
Yeah, yeah. And I had already liked, like, Looney Tunes and all that, and it was, you know, pulling from a lot of those cartoons. So it just really, like, worked for me, I guess.
So what is next for Ask the Storybots? Do you think there's going to be another season?
We're working on a ton of stuff right now, and I can't talk much about it, but there's a lot more coming, so lots of different content.
Okay, well, keep an eye out. Nate, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Nate Tice is a story artist for the Emmy-winning animated TV show Ask the Storybots on Netflix.